Hello, I'm Rachel Forrest, and this is Wine Me, Dine Me. Well, it's been an especially busy 5 years for Portsmouth chef David Vargas from Vita Cantina. An alumnus of famed fine dining restaurant Arrows and then their MC Perkins Cove in Agunquit, Maine, he went on to cook in a little food truck in Kittery, Maine called Vita Verde way back in 2013. It was that food truck that gave many seacoasters their first experience of a quote-unquote authentic, for lack of a better word, Mexican taco with their double layer of corn tortillas, richly marinated carne asada, and pickled vegetables, or a haddock torta with carrots and a spicy crema. From the small kitchen, you'd hear the music of Vicente Fernandez, the king of ranchera music, or as David calls him, the James Brown of Mexico. Just 5 years later, he's the chef owner of Vita Cantina in Portsmouth, and he's the executive chef of both Jumpin' Jay's Fish Cafe in Portsmouth and Ornell's Barbecue in Kittery, Maine. He's launched Vita Tortilla with Joel Harris from Dos Amigos Burritos, making corn tortillas from locally grown heritage corn, and they now supply 5,000 tortillas a week to local restaurants. Recently, he became the operations manager for all of the Dos Amigos locations, and he'll bring more of his culinary concepts to those restaurants, too. So, yes, it's been a very busy 5 years for David Vargas. Read more about what David's been up to in my Wine Me, Dine Me column this week, including about his trip to Cabo San Lucas in Mexico to get back to his Mexican culinary roots. He was there for Thanksgiving week and cooked up a lot of great dishes. Chef Gary Kim is popping up at Liar's Bench next week for a final Sheep and Wolves Spaghetti Western culinary event at Liar's Bench Beer Company in Portsmouth. Go on Wednesday, December 19th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. and enjoy his Asian-inspired cuisine while watching a spaghetti Western streamed on the screen. Liar's Bench is at 459 Islington Street. Next week, I'll have a whole column about Gary Kim and all of the wonderful projects he's bringing to the seacoast. That's it for me this week. Join me, Rachel Forrest, again next week for another Wine Me, Dine Me.